天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那今天呢，是基督受试探这个小小的系列的最后一期了，也谢谢麦克牧师不断的提醒我们阅读神话语的重要性，那也让我们知道神的话语才是在我们面对试探的时候最有力的武器。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们来探讨第三个试探，那就是权势。那这权势的背后究竟有撒旦什么样的企图呢？好，那就让我们打开神的话语，一起来听听看麦克牧师是怎么说的吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Today we come to the third and the last of the temptations of Christ.
今天我们要讲的是耶稣所受的第三个，也是最后一个试探。
And I want to begin by telling you a true story.
首先，我想给你讲一个真实的故事。
In Africa, there is a certain tribe that selects a new king every 7 years.
在非洲有一个部落，每七年就要选一个新首领。
But as soon as the new king is elected, the old king must be killed.
而且一旦新首领选出后，原来的首领就要被杀掉。
During the 7-year reign of a given king, that king is an absolute ruler.
在一个首领七年的任期内，他是绝对的统治者。
The king has ultimate rights and privileges.
这个首领有着至高的权柄和特权。
Above all, that king has absolute power over everything except one.
总而言之，这个首领在各样的事情上都有绝对的权威。只有一件事除外。
He cannot change the custom that the old king must be killed after 7 years.
他不能改变传统，就是七年以后原来的首领一定要被杀掉。
Now you would think that there would be no candidates for the job.
现在你会想，没有人愿意做这个工作。
Knowing of course that they will surely die after 7 years.
当然，就是因为他们知道七年后必死无疑。
Yet they always have had an abundance of adults vying for the job.
然而部落里有大量的成年人为这个工作而竞争。
They prefer 7 years of absolute power and self-indulgence than a long life.
他们宁愿有七年的绝对权威和为所欲为，而不要长寿。
And while we may cringe at this kind of thinking, the truth is that there are many people who prefer to live their lives like that king.
并且当我们面对这种想法可能退缩的时候，事实上有许多人期望自己的生活像那个首领一样。
Many people are craving and grabbing for all the mirage that this life can offer.
很多人都渴望和抓住今生的海市蜃楼。
But they give very little thought to the end of their life.
却不去思考生命终结的事情。
They are totally infatuated with power and control, and they do not even think about their eternal life.
他们完全沉迷于权力和控制，甚至一点都不去想永恒的生命。
If you have tuned in for the first time, my listening friend,
亲爱的朋友，如果你今天是第一次收听我们的节目，
We are at the last of 3 temptations of Jesus.
我们现在讲的是耶稣所受三个试探中的最后一个。
We saw that after Jesus' baptism, where the Father publicly crowned him as his beloved Son,
我们看到在耶稣接受洗礼，父神当众宣称他为自己的爱子之后，
Jesus went into the wilderness.
耶稣退到旷野。
And in the wilderness, he fasted for 40 days.
并在旷野里他禁食了40天。
And right at the end of Jesus' fasting time, the devil came in to tempt him.
就在耶稣禁食结束的时候，魔鬼前来试探他。
And the devil tempted Jesus in three areas.
魔鬼从三个方面试探耶稣。
And these three areas are representative of all temptations in life.
这三个方面代表了生活中面临的所有试探。
Pleasure, popularity, and power.
享乐、名声和权势。
Every time you and I are tempted, it is in one or more of these areas.
每次你我所受的试探都在这三类的范围之内。
Why was Jesus tempted this way?
为什么要如此的试探耶稣呢？
The Bible tells us that Jesus, the Son of God, was tempted in every way as we are, but without sin.
圣经告诉我们，神的儿子耶稣，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
In other words,There is no temptation that you have ever faced or will ever face that Jesus had not faced.
换句话说，你所面对和将要面对的试探，没有一样耶稣没有面对过的。
In the same text in the letter to the Hebrews, it gives us the reason why Jesus was tempted in every way.
在希伯来书的同一段经文中告诉我们，耶稣在凡事上受试探的原因。
It says that Jesus was tempted so that he could sympathize with our weaknesses.
那里说，耶稣被试探，是为了他能够体恤我们的软弱。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means that Jesus was tempted so that none of us could ever look up to heaven and say, God doesn't understand my pain.
这是说，耶稣经受了试探。这样我们就没有人能够望着高天诉说，神不能理解我的痛苦。
Or God doesn't feel what I feel.
或者说，神体会不到我所感受到的。
Or God does not experience what I'm experiencing.
或者说，神没有经历过我所经历的。
No matter what you are suffering right now.
无论此时你正遭受何等的苦楚。
Jesus can look you in the eye and say, I have experienced far worse.
耶稣都可以正面地注视着你说，我所经历的远比这更糟。
Are you experiencing the pain of rejection?
你经历过被拒绝的痛苦吗？
He experienced it more.
他经历的比这更多。
Are you experiencing the pain of injustice and unfairness?
你经历过被不公正和不公平的对待的痛苦吗？
He experienced it more.
他经历的比这更多。
Are you experiencing physical pain in your body?
你经历过肉体上的痛苦吗？
He experienced it more.
他经历的比这更多。
Are you experiencing false accusations and being wrongly maligned?
你经历过被诬告和诽谤的痛苦吗？
He experienced it more.
他经历的比这更多。
Are you experiencing temptations for pleasure, popularity, or power?
你经历过享乐、名声和权势的试探吗？
Jesus was tempted like we are, but he had victory over these temptations every time.
耶稣也像我们一样被试探。但他每次都胜过了这些试探。
Why?
为什么呢？
So that we too can be victorious over all of these temptations.
因为只有这样，我们才能对这些试探夸胜。
But some of you, my listening friends, may be asking, why did Jesus go along with Satan?
亲爱的朋友，一些人也许会问，为什么耶稣要跟撒旦周旋呢？
Why didn't he just say to Satan, go away?
为什么他不干脆对撒旦说退去吧？
Oh, first, he wanted to demonstrate to us his power over Satan.
首先，耶稣想向我们显明他有胜过撒旦的能力。
Secondly, he wanted to show us that in his power, we too can defeat Satan.
其次，他还想告诉我们，靠着他的大能，我们也能打败撒旦。
Now listen to that third temptation in Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 to 11.
现在一起来听马太福音四章八到十一节中讲的第三个试探。马太福音四章八到十一节， 魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来伺候他。
In the first temptation, Satan tried to tempt Jesus to disobey and distrust his father.
第一个试探中，撒旦试图引诱耶稣来违背和不信任父神。
And when the devil failed in doing that,
当魔鬼失败以后，
Satan tried to get Jesus to test his father.
撒旦又企图让耶稣去试探父神。
And when the devil failed to do that,
当魔鬼再次失败以后，
He tries this his final and most desperate effort to corrupt Jesus.
他又尝试进行最后的垂死挣扎，想要腐化耶稣。
But in doing so, Satan finally revealed his secret purpose.
但如此一来，撒旦最终暴露了其不可告人的目的。
Satan finally reveals his true intent, and that is to induce Jesus to worship him.
撒旦最终暴露了他真实的企图，那就是想要引诱耶稣来敬拜他。
The devil himself offered to do something for Jesus in exchange of what Jesus could do for him.
魔鬼自己提出要为耶稣做事，来换取耶稣为他做事。
How did Satan do this?
撒旦是如何进行他的阴谋呢？
Supernaturally, he took Jesus to the place from where they can see the whole planet Earth.
凭借超自然的能力，他把耶稣带到一个地方，可以看到整个地球。
And he showed him the splendor of Egypt with all its vast treasures.
他指给耶稣看拥有无数财宝的壮观的埃及。
Then he showed him the mighty power of Rome with all its vast empire.
然后他又指给耶稣看拥有无边疆土的强盛的罗马。
No doubt he showed him the great Athens.
毫无疑问呢，他也指给耶稣看了伟大的雅典。
And the magnificent Corinth.
以及华丽雄伟的哥林多城。
And of course the royal city of David.
当然，还有大卫的皇城。
And there Satan said to Jesus, "It is all yours right now."
看完以后，撒旦对耶稣说，现在这些全归你了。
My listening friend, there's an important word here. You do not want to miss it.
亲爱的朋友，这里有一个重要的词，千万不要漏掉。
It is the word now.
就是现在这个词。
Satan knew that all of it belongs to Jesus anyway, but not before the cross.
撒旦知道这一切迟早会归耶稣所有，但不是在走上十字架之前。
Satan knew that Jesus is crowned as the Lord of the universe.
撒旦知道耶稣将会戴上宇宙主宰的冠冕。
But he does not get crowned until after the crucifixion.
但他要等到遭受十字架的刑罚之后，否则不能加冕。
Satan knew that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
撒旦知道耶稣是万王之王，万主之主。
But not before Gethsemane.
但不是在经历科西马尼园之前。
So Satan comes in and he says to Jesus, Jesus, wouldn't you like to get it all now?
所以撒旦前来对耶稣说，耶稣，难道你不想现在就得到这一切吗？
Why wait for what is rightfully yours?
这些本来就属于你，为什么还要等待呢？
Why follow your father's plan when you can circumvent it?
你明明可以避开，为什么还一定要遵从你父神的计划呢？
Jesus, you have already paid the price by leaving heaven and coming to earth. You have done enough.
耶稣，你离开天上来到人间，已经付上了代价，你做的已经足够了。
Jesus, why do you submit as a servant when you could reign as king right now?
耶稣，你现在就可以像君王一样掌权了，为什么还要像奴仆一样顺服呢？
Jesus, I am not offering you anything that your Father has not already promised you.
耶稣，我所提供给你的全都是父神应许你的。
And didn't Psalm 2:8 prophesy saying, Ask of me and I will make the nations your inheritance and the ends of the earth your possession?
诗篇第二篇八节不是早就预言说，你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产吗？
What the Father offered Jesus for his righteous obedience, Satan now is offering it to him for his unrighteous obedience.
耶稣由于公义顺服而得到父神的应许，然而撒旦却想要耶稣以不公义的屈服来求取撒旦所要给予他的。
My listening friend, do you know that the devil does that to you and to me every single day?
亲爱的朋友，你知道魔鬼每一天都在你我身上这么做吗？
Satan will offer you only pure counterfeit.
撒旦将给你的是纯粹的赝品。
And Satan's price is always cheaper.
而且撒旦总是出低廉的价格。
Some of you probably are saying, how can Satan own the whole earth?
有些人也许会问，撒旦怎么会拥有整个世界呢？
And how can he offer it to Jesus?
他怎么可以把世界给耶稣呢？
I want to explain this to you, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，我来给你解释一下。
When God established the earth, he gave the property deeds to Adam.
当上帝创立世界的时候，他将世界的产权证书交给了亚当。
But Adam forfeited his right to exercise dominion.
但亚当丧失了行使管辖的权利。
And he surrendered his birthright to Satan when he obeyed Satan and did not obey God.
当他没有顺服神而去服从撒旦的时候，就等于将他的继承权拱手交给了撒旦。
But Satan knew that his days would be few after Jesus had gone to the cross.
撒旦知道在耶稣上了十字架以后，自己的日子就所剩无几了。
The cross was God's way of redeeming and recapturing what Adam lost to Satan.
十字架是上帝的方式，为将亚当输给撒旦的一切赎回并收取。
Satan knew that after the cross and the resurrection, he would be exposed as a usurper.
撒旦知道在耶稣上十字架和复活之后，他篡位者的面目将暴露无遗。
So what did Satan do?
所以撒旦是怎么做的呢？
Satan wanted to keep the ownership of the earth.
撒旦企图保住世界的所有权。
And he thought he could keep it by offering the earth to Jesus before the cross.
撒旦以为可以通过在耶稣上十字架之前将这个世界送给他，从而继续拥有这世界。
And so here, in the third temptation of Christ,
因此在基督面临的第三个试探里，
Satan's cunning, conniving, and miserable plot was exposed.
撒旦狡猾的、阴暗的和可悲的阴谋暴露无遗。
It was exposed by the Lord Jesus Christ when he said to him,Away, Satan, or be gone, Satan.
当耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，主耶稣基督就将他的阴谋揭露了出来。
Jesus told him, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God alone.
耶稣告诉他，经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
My listening friends, let me tell you something of uttermost importance as I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在结束的时候，我想告诉你最重要的一点。
There is no single human being on the face of the earth who does not have a God.
在这个世界上，没有一个人心目中没有神灵。
Every one of us has a God.
我们每一个人心中都有一个神灵。
Every one of us has a number one in their life.
在我们每一个人的生命中都有一个居首位的。
Paul told the Philippians in 3:19,
保罗在腓立比书三章十九节中告诉我们
that for some people, their God is their appetite.
有些人他们的神灵就是食欲。
And Jesus said in Matthew 6:24,
耶稣在马太福音六章二十四节说过
，that for some people the God is money.
有些人他们的神灵就是钱财。
And for some people the God is themselves.
还有些人他们的神灵就是他们自己。
Whatever and whomever your number one is, that's your God.
无论是什么或者谁在你心目中居首位的，那就是你的神灵。
And we all have a choice.
我们都可以选择。
Either to worship the one true God or cheap substitute.
是敬拜独一的真神，还是廉价的替代品？
Either you place the one true God as number one in your life,
你可以将独一的真神放在你生命的首位。
Or you give that position to someone or something else.
你也可以把这个位置让给别的人或物。
Either you choose to love God with every fiber of your being,
你可以选择用自己的每一个细胞来爱上帝。
Or you choose to love someone or something else.
你也可以选择去爱别的人或物。
Some of you may say, how can I stand firm in the face of temptation?
有些人会问，我怎样才能在试探面前站立得稳呢？
By first thing in the morning, you must place on yourself God's protective armor suit.
每天早上做的第一件事，就是一定要穿上神赐给你的全副军装。
Listen to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11.
请听以弗所书六章十一节。
Put on the whole armor of God that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Begin every morning by placing each piece on your body piece by piece.
每天早上将军装一件一件的穿在身上。
Place the truth.Around your loins,
用真理当作带子束腰。
The breastplate of righteousness over your chest,
用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
And the boots of the gospel of peace over your feet,
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And the sword of faith in your hand,
将信德的利剑握在手中。
And the helmet of salvation over your head.
把救恩的头盔戴在头上。
And the sword of the Spirit in your other hand.
而在另一只手里握住圣灵的宝剑。
Then said the Apostle Paul, after you have done that, pray all times in the Spirit with all prayers and supplication.
使徒保罗说，然后在你做完这些以后，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求。
My listening friend, until next time, I pray for God's victory to be yours.
亲爱的朋友，愿神赐福给你，让你大大的得胜。下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译，让我们可以识破撒旦的诡计，明白自己在神面前是那么的宝贵。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿我们每一天都能够先来到神的面前，装备自己，多多的祷告与神亲近。如此呢，我们才可以在一天的生活中战胜试探，荣耀他的名。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们。我们下次再会。
我主耶稣看为我钉在十字架上，何等恩典，何等尊贵，君王，我的主，我的神，我愿颂赞你生命，我愿称颂你生命到永远。因你手的刑罚使我的乡平安，因你手的鞭伤使我的脚医治，因你的慈爱使我有全新生命，因你的复活使我有永恒盼望。奇妙的爱何等长阔高深，我主耶稣肯为我钉在十字架上，何等恩典，何等尊贵，君王，我的主，我的神，我愿颂赞你生命，我愿称颂你生命到永远。想平安，因你手的鞭伤是我的脚医治，因你的慈爱是我有全新生命，因你的复活是我有永恒盼望。
我的主，